Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're getting me. We go around the AFC North, and remember, all guests appear on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we start off in Baltimore with Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Find him on Twitter at Ken Wyman Sport. This week, they're on a bye. Last week, a huge win in Seattle over the Sea Chickens, where Lamar Jackson was great running the football, okay throwing the football, had several drops. What are fans saying about Lamar? You guys are doing just a victory lap, and I guess I should say rightfully so, Ken, because this really sucks to watch you guys do so well out there in Seattle.
I think it was a narrative-changing win for this team because the conversation was who have they beaten so far this year, and then to go into Seattle and beat Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, and Wilson, to me, was the MVP of the league going into the game, and the way they played, especially in the second half, and Lamar Jackson, you're right, he was 9 for 20 from the field, but he had 6 drops. So, and Mark Andrews had 4 himself. If he catches those 4 balls, that's at least another touchdown for Lamar. But I think in the second half, Lamar just said, okay, if you guys aren't going to catch it, I'm just going to do it myself. And he did. And he had that 9-minute drive that basically salted the game away that led to a field goal, made it a 2-score game. But people in Baltimore very excited. He's exciting, and I think he's at least injected himself into the MVP conversation.
Ken, I know the word that no Baltimore fans want to hear, they're probably sick and tired of hearing it is sustainable. And it gets asked every single week with Lamar Jackson, does Harbaugh think this is sustainable, not just this year, but, you know, down the road?
I don't even know if he's thinking down the road. I will tell you this, other than the Cincinnati game where they ran him a ton, he hasn't taken a lot of hard hits. The Cincinnati game, he took a couple. But Lamar's done a really good job this year of either getting out of bounds or diving forward, and he's really not taking the hits that he took last year. So at least for the time being, I think it's sustainable. I'll tell you this, he's the best running quarterback I've ever seen, and I think he throws better than people think he does. Like I said, all the drops in Seattle. So it's not the same offense as you saw at the end of last season.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joining us for Around the AFC North. Defensively, they go get Marcus Peters, automatically paid a dividend against Russell Wilson. It's very tough to pick him off. How much more is expected out of a guy like Marcus Peters in the secondary where they've had some problems over there in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think they're excited about the fact that they have Peters now, and he played 65 snaps on Sunday, and Wilson did not target him after he threw the pick six to him. And they get Jimmy Smith back after the bye week when they play New England, so they feel their back end is better. They did lose Pernell McPhee, and their pass rush stinks to begin with, and he was probably second-best pass rusher. There's a lot of chatter that Eric DaCosta, the GM, is going to have to go get a pass rusher before the deadline on Tuesday because they're lacking there. But I'll tell you, the back end looks better. Earl Thomas has played better. And the linebackers, they went with 2 guys off the street who are veterans who know where to play, and that part of the defense looks better. So I feel like they're excited about the back end, but if they don't get a consistent pass rush, there's still problems.
Nice bye week coming up. You guys put a lot of hay in the barn. How many calls have you guys got already comparing Lamar Jackson to Baker Mayfield, probably in a good way for the Ravens?
You know what? They haven't compared him to Baker Mayfield. The comparison that people are making is Mike Vick. That's who people are calling and comparing him to. And the talk is that Lamar might be the best quarterback in that draft class at the very moment, but not a lot of Lamar-Baker comparisons.
So what you're telling me is that here I am fixated on how great Lamar Jackson's doing, how bad my quarterback is, and they don't even think about mine.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
All right, makes me feel a whole lot better. Ken, we thank you very much for the time. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, and we go to Cincinnati. Hopefully this will make me feel a lot better. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, at Mo Egger 1530 on Twitter. Last week, another disaster, a loss against Jacksonville at home. This week, the Rams are coming to town. Mo, is it 0-8 already?
I don't see how it isn't. I mean, if the Rams flight gets to London, they're going to win this football game on Sunday. It's a matter of how much. I mean, you know, those games out there are always a little bit weird. You know, you never really expect either team to be at their best. I think that plays in the Rams' favor, because when you're already terrible everywhere else, flying to another country is probably going to make you more terrible everywhere else.
Mo, we in Cleveland certainly know something about trying to evaluate head coaches in awful lost years with not a lot of talent. I know it seems like a fruitless exercise, but how do you evaluate the job that Zach Taylor's done so far?
I think he's been forced to bite off more than he can really chew. You know, I mean, you guys know, being a head coach in the NFL is tough as is. Add to it a bad roster. Add to that play calling. Add to that an inexperienced staff. Add to that injuries to their best offensive player. Add to that injuries to guys all over the place. Add to that having to be the spokesperson and the face of this franchise, because nobody in management ever speaks publicly. It's just asking a lot, and it's hard to say that he's doing a good job because the team is 0-7. When you watch on game days, there are certainly things that you second guess. I don't think you've seen a situation, though, where the players have checked out, where they've quit. You certainly worry about that. The worse this gets, you've kind of felt like, you know, the effort has been there. I don't feel like the locker room has fractured or anything. It just feels like he's taking on a little bit too much for a 36-year-old who's never really been an offensive coordinator in the NFL, much less a head coach.
Mo, when it comes to Andy Dalton, you know, I know that there were three picks. I think a lot of it he's having to force, because I saw balls bouncing off hands on Sunday. I saw a lot of things that just weren't going his way. Does he have value to you as a guy who watches football? Does he have value as a middle-of-the-road, above-average quarterback anymore, or do you think he's lost it too?
I think he has value as a middle-of-the-road, average quarterback that if you can figure out a way to build a really, really good team around him, you're going to be okay. The problem with Andy Dalton, you know, everybody here always references 2015. Andy had a great year. He was phenomenal, at least until he got hurt, which was week 13. But up until that point, the Bengals were enjoying, I mean, an absolute ideal set of circumstances. They were the healthiest team in the league for 13 weeks. For 13 weeks, there were weeks in early November that year where we were looking at the injury report. There were no names on it. They had the second best defense in the NFL, points-wise. They had one of the best offensive lines. They basically had the opposite of this year's team. They had a healthy group of pass catchers, a decent running game. If you surround Andy in those circumstances, he could be quite good. If you are asking him, though, to elevate you, we've seen over the last 4 years now, he's not capable of doing that. But I tend to believe that if the Bengals move on, you're going to be able to get him for, you know, get him on the cheap. Can he be somebody who's going to maybe bridge the gap between what you have now and a quarterback of the future? Yes. Is he as good of a guy as you're ever going to come across? Absolutely. Are the days, though, of thinking that, you know, boy, he can take his game to another level and be a guy that you can win playoff games with, no matter what your roster is, help you overcome deficiencies? He's not that guy. I think it's fascinating to see what his value would be if, A, the Bengals traded him or tried to trade him, and B, if they moved on from him this offseason, which they basically can without paying him anything.
Mo, we thank you very much. Mo Egger, 1530 from Cincinnati. Now we welcome in Andrew Filippone. The Pony Express on Twitter, the master of the terrible take. Last week they had a bye. This week, oh, they play Miami on Monday night. So things look like they're getting righted just in time for the Pittsburgh Steelers. How much sunnier is the disposition about the Steelers right now there, Andrew?
Well, it's not at all. I mean, okay. It was just back-to-back nightmares over the weekend with the Ravens going to Seattle, 5-2 now, bringing back bad memories from that Ravens game that they blundered here at home with the juju fumble and some bad coaching. And then to watch the Patriots, Ken, just continue to lap the field. So in your own neighborhood, on your own block, the Ravens are now leaps and bounds better. And in your community, let's say, in your town, the Patriots are running away with things. So, yeah, wouldn't call it great, Ken.
Anthony Ciccolo got in trouble and he was charged with assaulting, I believe, his girlfriend. They asked him not to show up for work yesterday. What's his status with the organization right now?
After he was allowed to practice today, got a no comment from Tomlin at his press conference yesterday. And I would think, Ken, The Steelers have already alluded to the NFL's involvement. My guess is that Ciccolo is going to get put on an exempt list at some point in the next couple of days. It's a criminal charge. It's a misdemeanor offense. So in that way, it's more severe than Antonio Brown's situation, which is a civil case. It's not yet a criminal case. So given, and as it should be, the NFL sensitivity towards date violence and domestic violence, which should be absolutely a big deal, I would expect that Anthony Ciccolo would miss this game Monday night and probably some more. Maybe he's played his last down as a Steeler.
Well, now what's the T.J. Watt status? Because that should leave them pretty thin at that linebacker spot, shouldn't it?
That was a very serious interview. I like it so far.
Well, it's around the AFC North.
Absolutely, big time. Abdominal injury. Would not have played last weekend. I think he will probably be limited on Monday. Well, I think the Steelers, they won't come out and say it, Ken, but they think they can win this game against the Dolphins with a practice squad guy opposite Doug Dupree at outside linebacker. I mean, I think that they're going to be very cautious, precautious with Watt. I would not expect him to play much, and I would still expect the Steelers to win.
All right, Pony, let's say, for instance, your family is being held captive. You have one game. You have one. Okay, I'm ready for this. All right, you have one Steelers game to win. Your choices are Devlin Hodges or Mason Rudolph. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Hodges right now. I think Hodges.
I'm going to reiterate, they are being held captive.
Yep.
I have your family.
He's got a moxie to him. He's got a little edge to him.
Not the moxie thing.
You said moxie, and he's got an edge. Our reasonings to take Devlin Hodges.
We had weeks of Colt McCoy moxie takes in this town.
Oh, my God. You wanted me to insult you, and here we are.
Steelers are 1-0 with Hodges as a starting quarterback. They haven't lost. They're undefeated. The defense can win them games. I would trust him to game manage, boys. I don't think he'd make any spectacular plays, but I don't think he would screw the game up either.
All right, two things. One, get a new take. Two, get a new phone, because you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Oh, no. He got rid of him.
He's picking Devlin Hodges in his reasoning where he's got moxie and an edge. Pony.
Yeah, when you have moxies, you have nothing. You don't have a good quarterback when that happens.
My God, I'm not going to look forward to the next time he asks me to come on his show. He's going to find all the skeletons that are in my closet. He's going to find them and bring them out right on Pittsburgh radio. Yeah, they got some problems over there. That Anthony Ciccolo thing is serious. That linebacker for the Steelers, that's some serious stuff going on out there. So they are not in the very best possible position there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.